All right, Laura, ends up being a 3-1 loss here to Denver today. But, man, you guys gave them as much of a battle, really, as anyone has here this season. You know, what can you say about today's match?
Well, I felt like we did a really good job adjusting in set 3 and in 4. We just made a couple changes that really helped us out defensive-wise, and then just attacking. We were more aggressive, and then we got them out of system a lot. And we just know them really well. They know us really well. So it's, you know, it just comes down to a few little things.
How would you describe that third set, you know, getting that one 25-19? And then you even put them on the ropes a little bit at the end of set 4 there, you know, tying it up at 24.
Yeah, just super proud of the girls for not giving in, for showing that fight, and for believing in each other and choosing unity. I feel like, you know, you get down here and it's all about desire, belief, and then execution. And we executed really well in set 3. Our passing got better, setting got better. Hitting definitely got better, and we got lots of blocks as well.
Yeah, 9 of them in this match, so that's one of the keys to success, you know, if you're going to beat a team like Denver, right? How would you say that that went from your perspective, being able to block at the level you guys did here today?
Yeah, that tells me that we're staying balanced and we're doing a job and making sure that we're watching the path of the hitter. That's definitely key. And then we had to jump a little sooner. We were a little late on our blocks in that set 1 and 2, and we just needed to jump a little sooner so that we could get our hands up and over that net there.
Of course, Denver, you know, really is a complete team. Most of their players back from last year's championship team. Just what makes them so hard to slow down as a unit?
I would say it starts with their setter. Like, because you just don't know if she's getting offensive or she's dishing it out. They can get a bad pass, and she puts up a really hittable ball. And their outsides did a really good job of putting the ball and making us move and adjusting our defense as well. They're just super aggressive.
You finished in the top 4 in Class 2A here this season. What are you hoping the legacy of this year's team ultimately ends up being, you know, doing what they're able to do down here, you know, especially with yesterday as well, being able to pull out something like that down at the state tournament?
Well, first, I'm just really happy with the story that they wrote, you know. They wrote a thriller, you know. They did a great job in that aspect. They're going to be known as fighters, and they made me super proud, because all I want them to be strong, confident young women. And they're well on their way of doing that. And, you know, they started something. They really started something. They really bought the buy-in with the defense, with working hard, with the belief system. And, you know, we graduate 5 seniors, and my heart goes out to them. But also at the same time, I'm so happy they got to do it here, because when they started as freshmen, you would have never thought that they would be at the stage they're at, finishing in the top 4 of the state. And, you know, we bring a lot back next year, so the expectations are going to be high, and we're going to still have to work to get after it. And unfortunately, it starts tomorrow, right? So,
yeah, and I guess what else are you hoping your players can, you know, gain from, you know, experience like this going down to the state tournament? Maybe even it's not necessarily volleyball related, but just being able to do this as a team, do this for your community.
Yeah, it's huge just to be here. Like, then it becomes that expectation. It's a standard that's set. And, you know, like, there's that phrase, act like you've been here. Well, we have been here, so now we can just hold that, know what this loss, how much it hurt, and use that to propel us to be even better and be the one that everybody has to chase next year.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here today?
Yeah, what a game. I tell you what, we put on a great show for everybody this tournament, and I'm super proud of the girls.